Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I ain't got no million bucks, and the car I drive is a junky old truck, but I like it. Yeah, I like it. And I've never been one of the lucky ones, but I'm working hard and I'm having fun, and I like it. Yeah, I like it. And it might not be ideal for anyone else, but I
Welcome to another edition of What Days with Murph. On the show today, we have one of my dear friends and one of my favorite people ever, the lovely Miss Alyssa Trahan, joining us. And the song we played, you might recognize it. We played it for one of our indie country radio shows a few weeks ago, but it's been frankly way too long since we've caught up with Alyssa. So let's go ahead and welcome the incredibly talented Miss Alyssa Trahan to the show. Hey, Liz, how are you?
Hello, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Thank you for coming back. Like I said, it's been way too long, my friend.
It sure has. That is definitely right.
You know, as I was telling you off air, and I was like, what? When I saw this, it's been since, I think, October of 2015, since the last time you were on.
So crazy. That just seems like a lifetime ago to me. That's so long ago.
Yeah, no, and again, as I was telling you earlier, you hadn't even moved to Nashville then.
Right. That was like right before I moved to Nashville, because I moved that January. So that was just a few months before my big move. And now I'm here, and everything is definitely a lot different than it was then.
What? Another thing that's different is Anne is no longer with the show, so that's but that's taking some getting used to, but
yeah, I'm sure.
But it was her decision, so I mean, you know, there's nothing I can really do about it.
Right.
Anyway, in the past year and a half or so that you've been on, how's life been treating you?
Well, I can't really complain, you know. Like we said, I moved to Nashville, and now I've been here like a year and a couple months, I guess. And, you know, I've been so busy since I got here. I haven't really been able to just take a vacation, which isn't a bad thing. I'm not complaining, but I've just been writing new music like crazy with a ton of extremely talented writers and artists in Nashville. I've recorded a bunch of new music of my own. I've, you know, been taking meetings and have met so many incredible people, including from upstate New York, which I think is crazy. But I love it here. I mean, like I said, I can't complain. It's everything I hoped it would be. It's better weather-wise. It's warm here. And, yeah, I love it. I mean, the city makes you feel welcome, and it's kind of nice to not feel like a weirdo when you're a music freak. I mean, you get to Nashville, and it's kind of expected that you write songs. When you're anywhere else, it's like, you write songs? What? So I like that.
You know, and one thing I love about Nashville, and it's very, very rare that you find a Nashville native in Nashville. That's very rare.
Very, very, yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about the city, though. I mean, like you said, there's so many different people. A lot like the guests that have been on the show that are now living in Nashville. They're originally from California, Minnesota, of course, New York, Pennsylvania, all over the map. You know, it's great.
It is, yeah. It's a total melting pot. I mean, I have friends here from Canada, Texas, Australia, France. Like, it's insane. It's such a melting pot. It's cool.
Yeah, I know. I'll be up there next Thursday. I'll be spending some time with a family up there next Thursday through that Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Anytime I can get up to Nashville, I'm there. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I was before I moved here. It was any time that I have free and, you know, we could afford it, I would basically try to convince my dad to drive me down and visit for a week, and then I have to go back home to New York until I finally, you know, made that leap and moved down here, and the rest is history.
Exactly. I did want to ask that song we just played. I like it. That's one of your newer tracks, isn't it?
Yeah, that was not my most recent single. It was one before that, but they were released like a few weeks apart, so it's basically the same time period. But yeah, that's one of my newer songs that I recorded down here in Nashville, actually.
That's awesome. And as I was saying earlier, the song actually made one of my indie country radio charts a couple weeks back.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Indie country radio was something I've always wanted to do, and I've always had it in the back of my mind, but I was never brave enough to do it. if that makes any sense.
That makes sense, yeah. But you finally took the leap and did it, and it was a great thing.
Exactly. It's been so great. But enough about me. I was on your website earlier, and you've actually got a show this coming Thursday.
I do. I'm playing a writer's round on Music Row. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited.
That's awesome. You know, and at this venue, a bunch of people I know play this venue. I've never been there. I'm gonna have to make a trip over there when I'm in Nashville next weekend. Just to actually see the place. Because I've seen a bunch of pictures online that my friends have posted, and I'm pretty anxious to actually see this place. So
it's an interesting place for sure. It's kind of like a little hole in the wall, I guess. It's not really what you would expect a music venue. The venue on Music Row to be like. I mean, it's really cool, don't get me wrong. It has such a cool vibe to it, but it's just kind of like you walk in, you're like, oh, this is not what I was expecting, but cool.
Yep. It's just like the last time I was there, there's a place called the Back Alley Diner. It's literally around the corner from the listening room. It's literally around the corner. But I walk in, and this place is literally in a back alley.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was like, wow, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, there's a few cool places like that here. There's a lot of things that were turned into different things. Like there's a bunch of, there's like train stations that got turned into restaurants and, you know, cool things like that.
You know, and I joke all the time. I'm pretty convinced that the building codes in Nashville require a stage at every building that goes up.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's kind of weird if you find somewhere that doesn't have either a stage or a sound system or some way to have live music. I mean, I've played at places you don't expect to have live music. But it's really cool. That's one thing I love about the city. Music is everywhere.
Oh, yes. While we're on the subject of music, I asked you this a few days ago on Facebook, but I wanted to ask you on the show. I'm going to throw a scenario at you real quick.
Okay.
So, you're winning a major industry award just right after, just one after the other, and you've reached Reba status, okay? Which is gonna happen.
Okay.
that's gonna happen for you. I'm just throwing this out there, what's one thing you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Oh, gosh. You know, I think about this kind of thing a lot. Like, I want people to know me for this or that, but I want to be known for my songwriting and just making people feel something. I love, as a songwriter, I guess, I love when I hear a song for the first time and it comes around to the hook and it just kind of hits you and you're like, wow, that's just an amazing line that really got to me, or I relate to that, and I want to make people feel that. So I hope people remember, you know, my songwriting, how my music made them feel, how they connected with me, things like that. That'd be really, really important to me.
That's awesome. You know, Dan Rather actually asked that question to a Kid Rock in an interview I was watching, and I thought that was just the coolest question ever. So I had to throw it in here.
That is a great question. I agree. That's a cool one. That's one that most people don't ask you, and it's kind of nice to be asked something that makes you think. You know, I like that.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, do you know by now that interviews with me are a little off the wall?
Yeah, but that's a good thing. I like that.
Yeah. See. I don't, at least for a first-time guest on the show, I don't ask work-related questions. Because I figure y'all are probably asked work questions a billion times a day. I figure, so I decided when I started this show, I said I'm gonna ask. Get to know you questions, not too personal, but just enough to let the listeners get to know the guests on a deeper level.
Yeah, and that's really cool. I mean, a lot of interviewers have kind of like a script that they go by, but it's always nice when you get to talk about who you are and things you care about and different things.
And it's worked so far. I mean, it's worked out for me so far.
Yeah, I would say it's working for you.
I hadn't got kicked off the air yet. I'll just put it that way. and we've been at this nearly 5 years, which is just crazy to me.
Wow, that is crazy.
It's just. I was telling somebody, I said, if you told me that I'd be doing this 5 years now, I'd have slapped you and asked what kind of drugs you were on.
Well, look at you now.
Right, exactly. I told you this before the show, that I wanted to talk about this for a second. Your cat. This cat is a star on Snapchat. That's all I'm going to say.
She's a little celebrity.
I remember one thing you posted, it was like, it was of him eating a Priority Mail envelope. That was awesome.
Yeah, she loves to eat stuff, and she loves, like, paper and all that kind of thing. And I had all these papers on my couch because I was trying to go through them and go through my mail and stuff. And just like a cat, she comes over, sits on them, starts, like, crumpling them, and starts eating an envelope. And I was like, why is that appetizing to you? What are you doing? But she does that. She's a rambunctious little one.
And every time I see you on Snapchat, it's just like, it's this cat. Every time I see you on Snapchat, you're posting stories of your cat. It's great.
Yeah, I'm a cat mom. What can I say?
Exactly. But yeah, how did you, I guess the more appropriate question is, how did Beasley find you?
Well, it's actually kind of a funny story. My boyfriend Tyler and I really wanted a pet, and we figured a cat was, the most logical thing for us at the time. So we decided we were going to go to the Nashville Humane Society to get a kitten because they have a kitty cam that you can, like, pick out the kitten you want online, go in and adopt it. So we were going to do that. We knew which one we wanted. And we went to PetSmart the night before to get things we needed, like a litter box, food, toys, things like that. And then Tyler said, hey, for fun, let's just look at the kittens because we're excited. Let's just look at them. And I was like, okay, fine. So we walked over and we saw this little face. And her name was actually originally Miranda Lambert, believe it or not. So
only
we saw
natural.
This little face with just the biggest little ears. And we went in to meet her and she started purring and we picked her up and we were like, okay, we're bringing her home. So we did. And that was that.
Let's see. I was doing a little research as far as your tour schedule goes. You've got back-to-back-to-back dates in New York starting April 12th. Being a Nashville resident now, I bet it's always good to come back home for a little while.
It is. I'm really glad I still go back and play shows every, like, 7 or 8 weeks. Really great to go home and see family and friends and things like that. But it's great to just, you know, play the venues you started out in and go back to your roots. And playing in your hometown
right.
always kind of builds you up. And then you're geared up and ready to go back to Nashville and get beat down again. So it's always a good kind of motivator.
Back in 2015, I was actually and I might have told you this last time we talked. I was actually a part of New York, up in the Rochester, Binghamton area. So it's gorgeous.
Yeah, I think you did
there.
Tell me that. Yeah, it's not really
it's
what
gorgeous.
A lot of people expect it to be. Yeah, I mean, when you say, oh, I'm from New York, people assume, like, the city and Long Island and stuff
New
like
York
that.
City.
But,
right.
I mean, upstate
right.
New York, upstate New York has a lot of, like, mountains and forests and
mm-hmm.
a lot of rednecks, which a lot of people don't expect either. But that's definitely true.
You know, I've got a funny story for you.
Okay.
We were staying in New York City because we were seeing baseball games, the Mets and Yankees baseball games. Anyway, and I've always wanted to see the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. Well, we start driving, and this was about, I forgot how far Cooperstown actually is from New York City, probably pretty far, but anyway, we start driving. I've got my GPS on my cell phone, and Dad's doing the driving. And there's this little a 2-lane road. And Dad looks at me like, "Are you sure this GPS is right?" I'm like, "Dude, trust me on this." And I'll be honest with you, unless you're looking for Cooperstown, you cannot find this place.
Yep, I believe it.
Unless you're specifically looking for Cooperstown, New York, you're not going to find it. because we drove and drove and drove, and I was like, I hope we don't run out of gas because there's literally no civilization anywhere.
I fully believe that. I'm not surprised at all.
To be honest, it got a little scary, to be completely honest with you. But
yeah, it
but
can, depending
it.
On where you are, that's for sure.
I know you said your newest single is I Love Your Truck. Are there any plans to release new music in the future or anything?
Well, yes and no. As you probably know, I recorded a new EP here in Nashville
mm-hmm.
with the help of the GoFundMe campaign I had. And right now I'm working with someone that's trying to help my career, you know, help me meet people, get a deal, things like that. So right now the EP is in like a pitching period kind of. So I'm kind of supposed to be a little hush-hush about it. But basically the EP is done, but it's for like industry ears only, I guess you could say. So it's very possible I release it like in a few months. And if I do, I'll obviously announce it on all my social media and stuff. But I'm pretty, I guess, anxious for everyone to hear it because, I mean, artists always want people to hear their newest stuff because we always think the song we wrote yesterday is better than every song we've ever written every day before that. So I really want people to hear these songs. And I've been playing them live, but, you know, I really want my fans and everyone to hear it too. So hopefully soon.
Right.
I'll keep you updated. TBD.
and as always, if there's anything you ever need, you know where to find me.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
You know, I kind of wanna pick your brain a little bit here about your songwriting process.
Okay.
What's the songwriting process like for you? Do you start out with like a melody or lyrics, or how does that work?
You know, it changes with every song. I mean, I've been co-writing a lot now with other writers here in town, and usually when you go into a writing session, it'll be like anywhere from like 2 to 4 writers usually. You'll go in, kind of bounce ideas off each other, and whatever idea everyone in the room is feeling, you kind of go off that. And sometimes people have melodies, lyrics, chords, and you build off that. But a lot of times it's just, let's find a groove we like, let's find a melody we like, and then write things to that. But when I write by myself, it's still like how I would write when I was a little girl. You know, an idea will pop in my head, and then they'll just kind of be on replay until I do something with it. And I'll either sit right down right then and write a song, or I'll record a little voice memo in my phone or something. It's a very creative process, and there's not really like a formula, I guess. It's just whatever your brain decides to do, I guess.
I understand that completely. I used to dabble a little bit in songwriting, so I mean, I get that completely. So
it's kind of a scatterbrain thing too. Honestly, there's no like rhyme or reason half the time.
Right. Let me see if there's anything else. I know we talked about your upcoming dates in Nashville and in New York. And in New York, but is there anything beyond that? Anybody that you're either opening for or want to open for?
There are a bunch of people that I'm scheduled to open for in New York, which is super exciting. I'm so excited for those dates, but it's really hard to get opening act dates out of town when you don't have, like, a label behind you. So that's a constant struggle. I mean, I would love to play, like, all across the country if I could. I'm hoping to someday soon. We'll see. But, I mean, if I could open for, like, one person on a tour, it would probably be Maren Morris right now because I think she's just awesome. I'm actually seeing her in concert in Nashville
in a couple
weeks, and I'm so excited. I know. I saw that. That's so awesome. I'm so excited for her.
That was
She's
great.
Just her playing Nashville right now.
Yes, she is. Her and Brothers Osborne both won early ACM award, which is just great.
I saw that. That is great.
Country music nowadays is probably, and I'm probably biased here because I host a country music show, and I'm probably biased, but anyway, Country music nowadays is probably, they're turning out some of the best music out there, I think.
I agree. I think, you know, a lot of people complain that this person isn't country enough, that person isn't country enough, but the genre
right.
has something to offer for everyone right now. I mean, you turn on country radio and you'll go from, like, Sam Hunt to Garth Brooks to Kelsey Ballerini to Maren Morris to
right.
Dierks Bentley, all these people, and there's songs for everyone that, if you say you don't like country music, there's got to be one that you like. I mean, honestly.
At least one. You know, and I always say this too, and it's absolutely the truth, but country music as a whole, I think, from the stars to the fans to the insiders, I think country music seems to be just a one big family.
It is. It really is. I mean, everyone hears about, like, competition in the industry and stuff, and there is some of that, but it's really, we're all in the same boat. Let's raise each other up and support each other, which is really great. That's another thing I love about Nashville. Everyone is really supportive. There's no, like, unnecessary competition or, like, pettiness, at least not that I've come across. It probably exists. I'm sure it
right.
does, but in general, it's just so, like, hey, we're in the same boat. You did something great. Good job.
Yeah.
Yay, I'm so happy for you. Like, you know, everyone's friends here, and it's
right.
really cool.
You know, and something I love seeing on social media is the established stars supporting and rooting for the up-and-comers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another thing I love. I mean, there are so many people I know that, like, know these bigger stars or have written with the people that are now big stars, and they all say the same thing, like, oh, we're still good friends, and they're so nice, they're so humble, and they so deserve to be where they are, and, you know, they're helping me, and they support others, and it's really great and kind of refreshing to hear that.
You know, and I hope in some way that this show is doing exactly that, because you know.
Oh,
absolutely. You know as well as anybody that that beyond the show, I try to establish friendships with you guys.
Yeah, and I think that makes your show so awesome. I mean, you really have personal connections with everyone, and it just makes it different and enjoyable, and, you know, it makes the artist feel good.
You know, and my entire plan with the show all along was to, of course, help some incredibly talented people, and just be kind of like a stepping stone to that next thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Which you're definitely doing, 1,000%.
Well, I sure hope so. That was the plan all along. let's see. I don't think I've got anything else. So again, I thank you again for doing this.
Of course, anytime. Thank you again for having me on and being so supportive and awesome.
And let's not wait a year and a half to do this again, okay?
Yeah, let's not. I agree.
Let's not wait a year and a half. A year and a half's too long. before I do let you go, though, do you want to tell the listeners where they can find you online?
Of course. You can find me pretty much everywhere online on social media. I have a website, which is just www.alyssatrahan.com. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, if you want to see my cat, YouTube, all that kind of good stuff. I also have an email list that you can sign up for on my website. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
And speaking of the email list, I got one of your emails. I think it was either this morning or yesterday morning, and I was pretty surprised to see this show listed on there. I was pretty surprised to see that.
Oh, well, of course.
All right, I think I'm gonna let you go, but. But again, you've always got a open spot on the show anytime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I'll let you go, and I'll be definitely talking to you probably on Facebook. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you again.
All right. Thanks, Alyssa. Bye.
Bye.
Hope you guys enjoyed our interview with my lovely friend Alyssa Trahan, which basically turned into like a 35-minute gab session. Not much of an interview, turned into like a 30-minute gab session over here. But anyway. Time for announcements. Friday, March 17th, we have the next edition of Indie Country Radio. Tuesday, March 21st, we have the super talented boys of Adair's Run joining us. There will be no Indie Country Radio on the 24th, so that's that. The 25th, though, we have singer-songwriter Mary Cutter joining us on the show. Nothing for the 28th yet. Let's see, what about April? April 4th, we have country music duo Tuck Stop Honey joining us, and they're made up of Amanda Joe and Billy Lee. Amanda's a dear friend who's I've been on the show numerous times, and it's Billy's first time on the show, so that should be fun. April 11th, mark this on your calendar, and all these shows are at 4:30 Central. Just FYI, April 11th, we have the wonderful Miss Dana Marie joining us. But the last interview we did with Dana, trust me, you'll just have to go back and listen. It was probably one of the most raw, most real interviews I believe I've ever done. And I think that'll do it for announcements. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Sweet Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.